Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And people, days like this are the reason we say Mondays are our Saturdays. Steve Rummage is back in the building. Nikki V in the booth.
It's good to be back, man. No, it's not. It's not good to be back. I would rather be back in Florida.
Don't start your week with a lie.
Yeah. I'm like, I want to make sure that we do this. I will move to Florida within the next 2 years. Probably, so enjoy me while you can, or don't. That's fine. If you hate me, then that'll be it'll be something for you to celebrate.
Better for you.
Yeah, so there's that is going on. We have basketball to chat about, football to chat about. We got a little bit of everything, man. So it's good, but it's a good. It is good to see your all's faces again. We have a tomorrow. I'll actually be on. I'll be doing the show on the phone because we have a couple new additions to the family coming tomorrow. Yeah, so the wife has a surgery scheduled for tomorrow. So, a couple new
Nikki V, what's
couple new rummages.
They want the boot.
I thought you had enough. You come,
Nikki. What's good, my man?
Oh man,
I can't leave. I can't leave her side. You know, while we do that. So.
Steve Escobar back from.
I'm back from Miami.
Man, I had a rough weekend, boys. But I feel not a fun rough weekend.
I'm gonna start keeping count of your rough weekends and rough evenings compared to your happy, enjoyable, all good weekends.
It was a good weekend because I took. You know, I was feeling crappy, so I took Sunday. Sunday and did nothing. I binged the entire season of Cobra Kai. You know, I did some minor errands, listened to some football, just sat in my car and listened to football. I was like an old man, you know, listening to it on the radio. I did that for like literally an hour.
I scroll and sit in my car sometimes.
Yeah, that's what
sometimes.
I did. Yeah, I went and got some groceries, parked outside, and listened to the end of the Niners.
Sometimes I just get my heat going, and it's like. But here's the problem: I hear about people who do that who don't like going into their house because the kids are going to bother them or the family's going to bother. You know, there's a irritant in the house. I do that when there's nobody in my house.
Oh yeah,
I still just sit. I guess it's the warm cocoon nature of the car.
You have the radio there, so I got, you know, one little bit of media, and then I'm scrolling through my phone. That's exactly what I did. And I did that for like an hour. Then I went inside, and I tried to find an illegal stream for the Chargers game. And failed at it, but was enjoying all the tweets on it.
Who do you reach out to when you're looking for a legal stream?
Well, see, I'm prideful because I usually know I can get it myself. You know, I have a, you know, Bill Sport is usually my go-to. And then
you know, he just set you up for information is all he did.
You know who actually passed that along to me?
I'm listening.
Johnny Sales.
Really?
Johnny effing Sales.
Wow.
Sales.
So, yeah.
The plug.
So, usually that works, but it didn't. And by the time I found one that worked, the game had ended, and evidently I missed the greatest game in the history of games. But, you know,
that's
what it is.
There's somebody who's incredibly offended that you didn't list them as the go-to guy for illegal streams. And he works in this building. And I'm not saying his name on air.
It's Phil Baker.
It's Phil Baker. We all know. We all know.
Phil's the worst.
Fabulous.
No, he's the best.
I know.
We need to give him a nickname. Like Coyote or something.
I like to make sure I point stuff like that out because I'm still proving my point that like Phil is like an underground like drug lord or something. Yeah, so somebody said South Tampa's the move. Okay, I feel you. I did go to Hollywood Beach, which, by the way, was freaking amazing. It's beautiful. First time I ever been there.
Well,
I will go back.
Since I know this free agent, this recent free agent is going to be open to the market.
Yeah.
Then Google how much.
Well, he's got. Well, no, it's
starting middle linebacker. Average salary
is in Jacksonville, Tampa, or Miami.
Ooh.
He can go to one of those places.
Ooh. Y'all do know I'm gone, right?
Oh, no, I'm
just real contract. I'm gone.
Yeah.
If he gets a starting contract, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Well, 93.9 to Kane. Both of y'all can go.
Goodbye.
I'm going to miss the hell out of you, but all I know is middays with Nikki V.
Listen.
Still, so, you know.
It's one of those sayings, Nikki, where you say, don't cry because it's over.
Yeah. Cry because it happened.
Cry because it happened.
Right.
Yeah. Like, y'all, be happy for me. Just, you know, I'm going on to greener pastures.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Steve. Your weekend, we got football. We got a new hiring. And,
had an interesting flight home.
Just drop that in there. What was your flight like, Steve? I mean, being that you know you usually have a lot of anxiety, it would be. I mean, you know, sometimes it's like you need somebody to calm your nerves or something when you go flying and you just run into random people.
Well, I don't, you know, of course I love flying now. I thought it's a beautiful thing.
I sat three spots in front of two short.
Really?
That's amazing. It was the best moment. Basketball players, Reese Gaines, confirm this story right now. We are coming back from Alabama, Birmingham, right?
Yeah.
We're catching a flight. Our team, our basketball team.
Okay.
Listen, bunch of big-ass kids. Hey, y'all, that's too short. That's too short. Okay, so we're whispering and we're whispering. And keep in mind, you have to appreciate, we're kids. Like, when we see somebody like Too Short, we're kids.
Right.
But Too Short is around a bunch of 6'8" and 6'4" and 6', and he's like, Jesus Christ, like, who are these giants around here? You know, but we're like, you know, we're giggling, like, we're kids. That's Too Short. and listen, I think it was me. And Rashad Brooks, I think, was sitting beside me or across the aisle. But we were right there, right? But we were still debating if it was really him or not. And they were giving him problems getting on the plane. Like, they were about to not let Too Short on this flight, right?
Yeah.
And then he got on the flight, and we're still, is that him? I know that's him.
Ugh.
And you know what he says? Don't believe the hype. I told you. just that Cali, Oakland Cali voice. He said that, and we just all was like, yeah, you know, you can hear the collective gasping of the team.
Oh, absolutely.
So
that's amazing.
So that was that was my right.
I've never heard that story.
That was my interesting flight backstory. I mean, who would you fly with? Who would you sit next to?
Nick. Who would be, if Steve Rummage was on a flight home?
Really think about this, Nikki.
Now, I'm
take what you know about Steve.
I'm locked in to a capsule in the air for about 2 hours. And everybody knows, you know, look, what happens on flight, nobody's got cell service, nobody's writing anything down. So you get your most intimate conversations on a flight, right? Right. Or you can, you know, because it's like, hey, man, there's nothing going to come from this. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're up in the air, okay?
Yeah.
Who would be the most to sit right next to Steve Rummage on a flight home from Fort Lauderdale, Florida?
Can I guess the initials?
No, no, just say the name.
Say a name.
Dino Gaudio.
That's
fine. He told
fun.
You all about his side of the story, and you left with a more balanced perspective.
That's a great point. You're so short-minded.
Thomas Jurich.
That was a good one.
That's a good one.
Oh, really? It was. I really thought I was.
That's a good one. No, that would be a good one.
I thought that was the even money favorite.
No, that was a good one.
Damn. All right. Well, I got my snarky answer, and I got my real one. Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Imagine Steve Rummage flying home with a Brahm.
Oh, holy.
You weren't ready for that?
No.
Wouldn't it be interesting?
How long is the flight? Is it more than 4 hours?
If God placed us on a flight together and said, you two, talk. I don't kiss and tell.
Steve sat next to Brahm.
Wait, which one? Brian? Jeff?
It's not important.
Greg?
It wasn't his granddad.
We'll say it might have been more than one, and it wasn't Greg, and it wasn't Oscar.
Oh, listen. Oh, that was awesome.
I'm not going to kiss and tell because of what was said on that plane. But we need that family back in Louisville. And just, after, listen.
Just let that be.
And after, I'm going to leave it at that. And after that flight, I will literally look you right in the face and say, kiss my bare rear end if you don't like me saying it.
No, I've told everybody, like, get over it.
Yeah.
Get over that. You know, this is something you're going to have to hear about.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the one that's not the fan if you have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Like, you have a personal axe to grind, you know, in that whole conversation. Okay, football. I don't know if this is going to be a huge conversation or miniature.
Let's not start here.
Okay.
I think we should start with basketball.
Okay. Okay.
What do you think? See, I think we should start because...
All right, let's start with... that's fine.
Because what I want to say about football, I think it would be doing... Or I think it would be doing a disservice to start there.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Where the hell was I going to say? You know what I was getting ready to say?
Yeah.
I was getting ready to say 37-30 loss to Florida State.
That would be a sucky game.
Do you know why I was thinking that?
No.
The Lions beat the Packers 37-30. And I just crashed two thoughts. Like, I couldn't have crashed those random thoughts any harder. Very depressing, disappointing loss to Florida State.
Yeah.
But I want to give this disclaimer before we even go down the road of this conversation.
Okay.
I'm in the mood to talk basketball, right? I am in the mood to talk real basketball.
Yeah.
I am not interested in analytics and records and jobs and futures bets and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I am a basketball. I am going to talk basketball and the product, right?
Okay.
Like I said, when I'm not doing the analytics as a tool or as a weapon, I'm not doing any of that conversation. Or I'm going to try my best not to. The important thing for my Monday is the product of the basketball, and that's where we'll start.
Okay.
Florida State. I will say this: this was an incredibly disappointing loss. It was a gut punch to myself, and I believe the fan base, and I believe a lot of former players, you know, that I've talked to. This was a big time gut punch.
I think it was disappointing too because Florida State And me and you have been on the front of this train, I think, over even like before they got in, right, the year or two before they got into like the top five, mm-hmm. you know. We were like, wait a minute. This Florida State thing's a problem. Mm-hmm. Like, they have lottery picks mm-hmm. running around everywhere. And
yeah, like, even when Coach Pitino was playing them, we were like, you can go down there and get busted.
Yeah.
Because they have some players.
Well, and this year, and this is where I was going with that, why it was disappointing. From the tip, I was on the phone with you. Three possessions in. Not saying they don't have some talented dudes. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got a guy like Cleveland. You know, that'd probably be a lottery pick, whatever. But it was like, this ain't the same Florida State over Mm-mm. the last couple years.
Mm-mm.
I mean, same mold, but not
no,
same.
The same look.
Yeah,
they were
yeah.
more the look. They weren't yeah. even the same Florida attitude.
No.
Florida State attitude.
No. I when that game started, I mean, I'm not going to rewrite history. I told you on the phone, I was like, we're going to kill this team.
No, and listen, yeah. but here's the thing. When I watched them play other teams, mm-hmm. it was the look and style that gave me a little PTSD.
Yeah.
Because they were doing the same isolation, but, this is why I say context matters. Because when I watched condensed versions and saw the way they were scoring, I was like, man, this is one-on-one, get buckets, you know what I'm saying? They're just going to bully our guys, you know. But I didn't see their defense. I didn't see their turnovers. You know, I didn't see all that stuff that you don't get to see in condensed games.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when I saw the first couple of minutes in person, I'm like, oh, no.
Mm.
Oh, Mac. Baby, this is your night. This
yeah.
is your time to shine.
Yeah.
This is your
quickly.
Yeah, this is your moment.
I agree.
I mean, we knew going into it. And here's the thing, Steve. The reason I was so excited about this being his moment to shine is because I know, or I'd like to think, that you have a bone to pick with FSU. Like, because of, you know, your mm-hmm. your games that you had with them, I would have thought you had these guys charged up for this Florida State team. Almost like not really looking at the team that's on the court, but just making them the monsters yeah. in the team's eyes. You know, like getting them worked up for this game, preparing for them like this is a big moment.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it. I didn't get it out of him. And just so many things got exposed in this game that, and when I say exposed, things that weren't Florida State game centric. I learned personalities.
Well, and a couple things that were.
Go ahead.
With him in particular.
With Coach?
Yeah. I thought Coach had a, and again, let me do my disclaimer.
Mm.
Before we get into this, because I do think that football is bleeding into basketball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in football, I think I was pretty clear. I don't think he's a guy. I think we should have fired him this year. Mm-hmm. I think we will after the end of next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of where I'm at with that. Whatever, blah. That's why I didn't want to start with football.
Okay.
You know,
yep.
But with basketball, I like what you've put together with next year's class already.
I like what you put together with this roster.
That's what I'm saying. Like, okay. I think this is a good roster, which is why we're angry, and we're going to get to this in a second. I think there's a core there. I'm not – my whole point is I want to be clear. I'm not totally on the, like, okay, you're out after this year. You might be. You might be. That's what we're going to find out over the next couple months.
Right.
But – so I just wanted that to be the perspective of where I'm coming from in this conversation today when I say things like there were some things, some decisions that he made
mm.
that I think felt a little bit like it reminded Louisville fans of a few months ago when we were looking at a staff going, if you rush three, you're going to get beat. If you rush three, you're going to get beat. Hey, if we keep rushing three, we're up 30, but if we keep rushing three, we're going to get beat. Oh, okay. And then game five is like, well, hell, I think we should rush four. Really? Really? just to go back to doing it the other way. There was a moment in that game where Louisville fans...
Oh, God, keep going.
Okay.
Keep going, Steve.
There was some... Louisville fans don't... Okay, football, that pisses us off. But let's be clear. Football and basketball are two separate fan bases here at this university.
Mm-hmm.
Not the same people,
yep.
But we're like... Two different types of people.
Yeah. Because you're at a different level.
Yes. We are Bama.
Yeah.
And Georgia. And, you know, and basketball. Like, in football, we're whatever. You're expendable. I'll kick you out like that. You know, like, if you act stupid, I'll treat you like you're stupid.
Yeah.
You know,
I love
not calling them stupid, but you know what I'm saying. So, like, well, I guess I am. But it was, it was one of those things where we're coming down towards the end of the first half. I'm on the phone with Marcus Maben. The conversation's going like this.
And Nikki, I do want you to hear this one.
I'm on the phone with Maben towards the end of the first half. Marcus and I are saying, this is a good energy lineup. It's a good energy lineup right here. Florida State had kind of went up two or three, or had went up five, but it was the end of the first half. It was L. Ellis, it was Mason Faulkner, it was Sidney Curry.
They were attacking the basket.
Yeah.
They were putting Florida State on their heels.
I believe it was Sam and somebody else. Might have been Cross, I can't remember. But it was like, we were like, this is a good energy lineup. We like this. Louisville gets a stop, boom, we go down, we get an and one. Okay, you know, it's kind of like, all right, now it's a two-point game.
It may have been Dre Davis in there.
But the point is, there was three. And they're going to be the, for Steve Rummage, they're going to be the focus of the show. Mason Faulkner, L. Ellis, Sidney Curry. We'll get to that as the show goes on. Coach Mack, all of a sudden, I look over, and I see Jalen Withers.
No, I don't want you to skip it. I think there was a moment where, like, the whistle blew or something.
Yeah.
And we were like, you better not.
Yeah.
We were like, Coach, you better not.
On the phone, we literally to each other said, and this is my point. This is what every Louisville fan watching the game said. You better not bring that in. And we didn't even know who was there. And it was... Malik Williams.
And Jalen Withers.
And Jalen Withers for Sidney Curry. And I believe it was L. Ellis.
No!
It might have been Mason.
Please!
Right.
It was L. Ellis, I think. Either way, it was.
Point being, like that.
Back
bad
to
defense, bucket, Malik Williams. Fadeaway three, air ball.
Malik
ball,
Williams doesn't get on the ground.
Malik Williams doesn't get on the ground. They get a ball back. Boom, boom, boom. We're down 10 within a minute and a half. And it's
No, not this guy.
It's like Louisville fans don't like it when we go, we literally could have told you that. I could have made that decision. That was a terrible decision.
That was just a bad decision.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying, though? Like, sometimes as fans, we can say, all right, you know, we're mad at this decision. But
we do know how to give the coach credit for knowing more than us.
Sure.
That's what I was trying to say.
No, you say it because you said it better than me. That was good.
We know how to give credit and say, well, he's the coach and he knows better. And then you're like, no. No, you don't know better than us on this.
Yes,
you're right.
Because this is bad.
Yeah, no. Period. And then, late, we watch Sidney minute after minute. And now you're like, oh, God, he's going to get tired. He's going to get tired now. You know what I'm saying? Because now he hasn't been playing.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden he's down in Florida State. And we find out who the dogs are, right? And then we start going to big picture themes of this basketball team.
Yep.
And this game, you discovered something about this team and the theme of the team and what we are comprised of. And a light switch goes on. And this light switch is going to be the difference between everything about this team moving forward. And I'll tell you after the commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben. On 939 The Bill.
That's right. Album number 10. Short Dogs in the house. It's getting close to the end, y'all. And we're gonna kick it like this on the last album.
should be getting it while again it's good. Now let me holler at your partner.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before I give the answers, before I give the big picture theme, I want to clean out this phone line. Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Hey, Marcus. Hey, Steve.
What's up, man?
What's up, Lawrence?
Marcus, we talked about this on Saturday night. Loyalty to certain players on this team will cost Louisville games and the chance to go to the tournament this year. It's that simple. Because we see who are dogs on this team. We see who are not dogs, who are not willing to sacrifice on that court. And it's going to cost Chris Mack. Chris Mack is going to change the way he's doing things right now.
Well, Lawrence, man, I appreciate the call. That's kind of going into the conversation we got to have. Now people have ideologies, right? But your ideologies have got to be malleable to fit the world you live in. Mm-hmm. You know, it's listen, the they had to make the King James Version to adapt to, you know, to the world we live in. I think we saw a moment where you said, "Okay, coach, there has to be adaptation here to your principle, a mainstay principle of yours." Now, Lawrence says dogs, you know, dogs, dogs, dogs. Now, it's easy to look at somebody and have a good game, say he's a dog. And I have been figuring this thing out. I wanted to make sure it sounded like critique.
Yeah.
Nikki was here when I realized that Malik Williams against Georgia Tech, we were excited. He's playing like a big man. We thought he turned the corner. We thought the dog came out. Then he had a good game against Wake Forest. You know? Then when, you know, it was kind of like, man, you know, he looks like he's kind of turning the corner. But there was still that one question that I had in the back of my mind. And he eventually came to light. I think, at the Pittsburgh, I said, Malik is a front runner when he knows there's not a threat out there to block his shot. Okay, now this was just these small little discoveries, you know, where I'm just saying, I psychologically recognize that issue now. That's your issue. You know, it was hard to pin down if Jared West has a blind spot, you know, mm-hmm. a big time blind spot, or you know, but you could. Every time I say critique, I say, it's a little something that worries me in the personality. So these are things like I take months and months to try to, you know, before I even say it out loud, but they're in the back of my mind when I see them. You and I talk about them, but I hold off before I, you know, take them to panic level. Okay, so Coach Mack, our fan base. This is back, kind of back to what's your point. You don't like when your fan base is just right.
Mm-hmm.
And our fan base, and this happens everywhere, Kentucky, you should be playing Allen more. You should be playing Allen more. Then Allen gets in the game and goes for 25. And then it puts the coach in a position where you're almost hoping Allen doesn't ball out next game.
Yeah.
So you don't look bad. I'm just using Dante Allen as an example of universal agreement in this principle, right? So I understand that puts the coach in a tough predicament, right?
Mm-hmm.
When the crowd, you know, when the mob is clamoring. But here's the problem. With this team, there's not a one guy that we're clamoring for. We're clamoring for multiple guys because we've seen multiple guys play.
Yeah.
Which is a little different from most mob mentality. You know, everybody wants a shiny new toy most of the time. No.
You got one guy you're focused on.
Yeah, right. This has been, hey, these guys are not consistently better than these guys. Mm-hmm. I'm watching you pull this guy for that mistake, and I'm watching you leave that guy in for that mistake. And here's the thing. I'm fine with that. Because coach's philosophy is about building trust. At this point in the season, I trust the mistakes that are coming out of the guys you trust are going to play well. We've watched enough bad play out of your starters or out of the guys you trust the most to say, I trust right now Jalen Woods is going to come and screw this up. I trust him. I trusted that. I trusted that he wasn't ready for this game. I've seen him against Florida State. I've seen him against guys big, you know, bigger than him. I've seen the way Malik starts shooting that 17, 18 footer where he's an absolute zero threat around the basket against guys that are as big as him. I trust that Malik is not going to give us anything in the paint. When I watched him get subbed back in, I'm still critiquing and I'm figuring out the philosophy. And it goes back to this statement of Coach Mack. Guys got to earn it in practice. Right?
Yeah.
And we, you and I, sometimes, you know, like I said, emotional fan base, they don't give this pass. I feel you, Coach. We're not in practice. We're not in practice. So you see something in practice that we don't see. But we see something you don't see. Because we only see games. We see the attitude of the gamer. Yeah. We're not, the practice blinds you, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
The practice don't blind us.
Yeah.
When you're in a game, you're competing against people you've never seen before. Or guys that you can't figure out in practice. You can't, okay, look, Steve. Okay, two players are friends on the team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Usually one of them's kind of more the alpha and one of them is not. They go out and hang out together and okay, I'll make an example. It's a random example. Matt Cross and Noah Locke hang out together, right? When they're out and about, Matt Cross is always making fun of Noah Locke. Kind of oh man, you know, bumping them. You know, just big brother, little brother stuff.
Yeah.
Right? They do that to each other. No, better example, Malik Williams and Jalen Withers. They hang out. But Malik's the OG.
Mm-hmm.
So he can punk Jalen when they're out and about. They work out together. Hey man, come on, let's go. You can punk Jalen Withers.
Mm-hmm.
They're both talented to us. You know, they both got game. But here's the thing. In practice, Malik is dominating these guys. So coach is getting all this consistency and all this good practice and good play because you know Jalen. You can bully Jalen. You know these guys. You can bully him in practice. You can do that. But when you get outside of the bubble of practice against opponents that can challenge you, listen, the coach doesn't sub you based on your game mistakes. He's subbing you based on you beating up on everybody in practice, which means he's not subbing you according to your mistakes. The fans see just that. We see L. Ellis. Even when he screws up, he's the only one attacking.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me a little small flashback. You know, I was trying to, you know, I was a freshman sophomore, starting varsity. One of the guys thought I was shooting too much. We were getting blown out, you know, something. But I was attacking, trying to get us back in the game. You know, the guy wanted us to run the play so he can get the wide open shot. And I'm like, dude, we getting blown out. Like, is that what you're worried about right now? Point being, we see Ellis in the way he attacks. We see Sidney Curry in the way he attacks people's bodies.
Yeah.
When he power dribbles, you know. I'm sure Malik is wasting him in practice. But when there's an opponent that you never seen before, do you have that same energy? Ellis has that energy. Sidney Curry has that energy. Matt Cross has that energy.
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre Davis has that energy. You know what I'm saying? They might not be the best. Listen, I've seen Roosevelt Wheeler.
Yeah.
We see Roosevelt Wheeler is not intimidated by big man opponents. Psychologically, and coach, we all have seen that attitude of aggression. We've watched Jalen fold, you know. We've watched him. Did you see that pass that Sidney Curry, after he had scored about 8 points, he's a magnet. He drew people. He made the nicest inside bounce pass to Jalen Withers, and you and I both the moment Jalen, we couldn't believe that was even a pass. And we saw Jalen going up, and we saw what we saw out of Jalen Withers on that play.
Yeah.
We've seen a thousand times. We've seen a thousand times.
Yeah.
Jalen, you're not going to go up strong.
No, and what you're saying is a harsh truth, but this team is starting to be separated. It's a big roster. Okay, it's a big roster from top to bottom.
It's a big roster.
14 guys, 13, 14 guys that are depth. But to me, what we're starting to see is the separation. Mason to the front, L to the front. Sydney to the front. You know, I mean.
And end game separation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. End game. End game. Matt Cross. Like, Matt Cross missed. Because the difference for me is Matt Cross misses those threes in the corner. He missed three. You got to hit those.
Yeah.
At least one or two.
Yep.
You have to hit those.
Yep.
But Matt Cross gives you so much else.
Mm-hmm.
Noah Locke at this point, to me, has turned into 8-9 guy who it's like, if he's hitting, he plays. If not, he sits. Pretty much it. I mean, I think that's where I'm at with him. Like, you know, if he's hitting threes, play him. If he's not, just set him. I mean,
because he is not causing turnovers.
Yeah, yeah. He's doing nothing.
Yeah, and
he's getting picked on.
He's getting picked on. Yeah. He cannot get around his man. You cannot. Okay. Coach wants space.
Mm-hmm.
Space is only good if you can get to the basket. That's what space is for.
Yeah.
Coach says spacing, spacing, spacing. Spacing is made because Division I guards have got to be able to get around other Division I guards if you want to play for Louisville.
Yeah.
Noah, you got maybe to the basket one time.
He can't get around anybody.
You cannot get around anybody. Yeah, Coach, I'm sure in the confines and the comfort of the Kiber Center, you know, he's awesome.
Uh-huh.
But in the game against opponents that you're not comfortable with, you can't get around anybody.
No.
And we watched it.
Yeah. And so, there's guys that can.
And there's guys that can.
And I would rather live or die with shrinking this roster up. And it might hurt some feelings. But it's like, listen, I'm shrinking this thing down to seven or so.
See, and you're
7-8, and I'm rolling.
That's a debate.
Yeah.
I will debate you on that one.
Yeah.
Because I will say you can expand, but substitute according to what, you know, what you can do on the court.
Well, I'm shuffling the whole thing, though, like, is what I mean. Is I'm shuffling the whole thing. Like, it's almost like, okay, I'm taking some of these cards that are in the front, I'm putting them now.
Yes.
Look, now you're going to have to get used to, like, Noah. You're going to have to get used to now you're, like, 8-9. You're not one.
Okay, Sam. Sam is a great example.
Uh-huh.
Sam, you could see. Did you see the energy Sam was playing with down the stretch at the end of the game?
Yeah.
You know why?
I didn't think Sam was that bad.
You know why? Because Coach was treating Sam like a 7-8-9 guy instead of treating him like a 1-2. Now, to his credit, I will say this. To Coach's credit, you saw L. Ellis.
Yeah.
You saw I'm sorry. You saw Jared West. And you knew he punked out. And I shouldn't say that word. That's me. I was getting a little basketball-y. Sorry, Jared. If we were on the court, I would be telling you that.
No.
We were on the court together. But because I'm in a position of critique, an OG critique, I'll say, Jared West, you were extremely intimidated on that court. And it was apparent. And you've been your same height all your life, Steve's favorite line. You've been your size all your life. It's okay that was a 7-foot-4 guy that got you. That was a bad take, but Jared West, you got to be able to be effective on a court against Florida State, or you cannot be our starting point guard. If we have to worry about that Florida State team, and you being intimidated by that team, you cannot be our point guard or our starting reliable 30-minute game. Like, your defense, you didn't even use your defensive. You weren't going for steals. You didn't use your skill set. Your eyes were as big as golf balls.
Yeah.
And everybody could see it. Coach did see it, too. But, Coach, game after game after game where we had dominant teams and you didn't run the substitution patterns, Sidney Curry should have been miles better than, you know, by now. You know, but again, you have substituted based on your practice trust. And the fans and all the former players and all the ghosts of past players, everybody could see the personalities of the tough players. And Roosevelt, like I said, Roosevelt and Sidney and Gabe, we see they're competitive against everybody. We saw Gabe come in against Wisconsin when most of our team was intimidated after they got the lead and be the toughest guy on our court. Mm-hmm. When you have a roster of that level of tough guys, you cannot baby. I'm using these words. I'm trying not to, Steve.
Yeah.
You cannot, screw it, coddle.
Yeah.
Jalen Withers' personality, Malik's personality, Sam saw that he was you treated him like a 7-8-9, and he played because he wanted to help that team that was out there fighting.
Yeah.
When Sam got back in that game and he saw the way L. Ellis was attacking the basket,
I gained a lot for Sam.
And
man.
Matt Cross was attacking that basket. They weren't going to settle for any bad shot. Matt Cross. That's why he missed it, because he's just like, I don't want to let my guys down. You know, like, that's what he looked like. He's like, I got to hit this shot for the guys.
Like, well, I even like his reaction after he missed, guys. I mean, I hate it. I mean, at the time. But, man, he misses that third one. And just the way he was just, I mean, he was like, ah!
You know, but we've been saying that about it. Him.
He's always been demonstrative.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
That's, like, both, I think, one of his best, like, strengths and weaknesses. And he's out there, like, angry. Yeah. He wants to. Like Pop says, he's one half of a collision looking for the other. But the other hand is sometimes that collision is within himself.
I like that he understands the moment, though. I will say that. Like, he knows. But I can live with,
he understands,
hey, man, three open threes, you got to hit one of them. I can do that. Now, if he was doing nothing else, like I feel like Noah Locke's doing right now, I would say, hey, Matt, you got to go, too. You've lost. But it's like, okay, but I saw Matt Cross on the floor three or four times. Matt goes and misses a shot, dives on the floor, tosses one over his head, perfect bounce pass.
Yeah, to Ellis. Yep.
Yeah,
starts
a fast break. Like, he's doing so much else that it's like, okay.
Just hit the shot.
Yeah, hit your shots, man. Like, yeah, like, we need that from you because, I mean, there was a chance there.
Enable. Is that what the text says at the top?
Yeah.
Thank you for that one.
That's a better one.
I'll take the phone call real quick. Yeah. Green Bay Denny, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
It's been a while, fellas. It's been a while. I listen every day. I just don't have a chance to get on the phone like I used to. I don't know where I want to start. I don't know if I want to just bring up the number one seed in the NFC, but I really want to talk about my Cardinals. You never been where you just feel like, hey, you know, I care, but I don't care. I just feel like our fan base is there.
No, that's not where the fan base is at all. At all. They care.
Marcus?
Listen, I'm on these text lines. I'm on everything. They care. The fan base cares a lot. That's a misnomer right there.
Well, let me preface it this way. We care, but we don't feel like we can change anything. You know what I mean? Because we feel like that way with the football team, and now we got this. And I know we're talking about the players on the team, and this is the team we got, right? But I only see maybe one or two players on this team. There's no fives on this team. There's no fives on this team. There's no twos on this team. There's no players to just go and say, I like Malik, but my gosh, I still think he's playing hurt. I don't know how to feel anymore. I just feel numb to it all. It's like, I don't expect us to. I guess where I'm at is I don't go into any game anymore going, we're going to kill this team. And that's just a crazy place to be. But just wanted to tell you guys, I listen all the time. Steve, you made a great tweet about fall and, you know, coming fall and winter, where the fan base might be with the fans teams. And I don't know. I just feel sick to my stomach because I never thought it would be this way for either both of those programs and lease at the same time. So I'll get off here and keep listening. Appreciate you guys so much.
Danny, I appreciate that call, too. I know I was bitey with that because—
No, but I think that's where the football side of things is bleeding up, in. Because I do think that that's how people, a lot of people feel in the football side of things. Like, yeah, we're just helpless. They're not going to fire anybody. They're not going to make any changes. They're not going to do anything. We're just going to sit through this next year. Like, you know, and it's like the basketball side of things, like, for one,
cause
I mean.
Because one game can change. Like, playing Sydney, if you get that win, if you get that win out of Sydney Curry, you've changed your trajectory.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If Matt Cross hits those threes, you've changed your trajectory. Because now it's almost like, again, it's not a good place to be when the fans are right. You know, it's a tough place to be when the fans have been clamoring for Sidney Curry to play, and you needed Sidney Curry, and we saw you needed him, and we saw you needed him when we were winning. That's the frustrating thing.
Yeah.
You needed Rose when we were winning. We needed Rose against the Furmans, and when you didn't play them the entire time, you know, we needed them to be getting experience and minutes and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Now, and we saw it. And it all came, you know, like I said, it all came to a head in that Florida State game. That's a frustrating thing.
I agree.
Denny, I know what you're saying, Denny, but I'm defensive of the I don't care, so nobody should care, so we all don't care.
That's like this text right here. It says fan base is apathetic. You don't text in to say you're apathetic. Like, you know, it's like you don't call in to say, I don't even care. No.
So you don't call your ex-girlfriend.
You can tell.
Like, hey, I moved on. I've totally moved on.
We can tell when people really do not care. Because this text line is dead. And nobody, we reached that point a couple times this last fall season where it was like, I don't, hey, we lost.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, I don't think anybody cares.
Hey, Steve, we got anything going on over there on the text line?
Yeah.
It's like, no, Marcus, we don't.
Yeah, it's like, you don't text in. If you text in to say, I don't care, then you care. Like,
rolling along, middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
This is Lamar Jackson, and you're listening to the home of the Ravens in Louisville, 93.9 The Ville.
Time now for an ESPN Louisville Sports Center update.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano, the Sports Center update brought to you by Wooded View Golf Course, WoodedViewGC.com to book your tee time. Cardinal men, they fall on the road to FSU 79-70, handing them their first ACC loss. Bright spot, though, L. Ellis coming off the bench to lead Louisville with 14 points. Coach Mack postgame giving Ellis his just due on the offensive side.
Yeah, he's got the ability to get in the lane. He can finish. This is a very difficult team to finish against because of their size. He can shoot the ball. He's got confidence, no doubt. But he's got to continue to up the defensive end, and he can't have those careless turnovers that every once in a while have plagued him. He's done a really good job the last two games of being a more mature player and really taking advantage of the opportunity and earning trust from his teammates and his coaching staff.
Other scores, number 18 UK topping Georgia 92-77. IUVA beat Minnesota 73-60. And Bellarmine beats Eastern Kentucky at Freedom Hall 66-60. To the gridiron, bad news in the NFL for the Colts and Ravens. They both failed to make the playoffs. Colts falling 26-11 to the Jags, making Patty Ice sad and Jason Entz very happy. The Ravens, they fell 16-13 to the Steelers. Good news, the Bengals lost the Battle of Ohio to Cleveland 21-16, but they're still set to face the Raiders in a wild card matchup. Titans, they lock up the overall one seed in the AFC after beating Tennessee 28-25. To college, ESPN's Adam Rittenberg reporting IU defensive line coach Chad Wilt has been upgraded to defensive coordinator. He replaces Charlton Warren, who left for a co-DC role at North Carolina. The SportsCenter update, also brought to you by Ale 81, Kentucky's original ginger soft drink since 1926. More middays coming up next. This is SportsCenter.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.